Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to be speaking today with Linda McIntyre. Dr. Linda McIntyre is the Chief Nurse of the American Red Cross, an organization you've most likely heard of. Welcome, Linda.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks so much for inviting me to talk with you today.
Thanks. Linda is the author of an article that will be appearing in our July issue, and the article is called The Growing Need for Diverse Blood Donors. Research shows that phenotype matching can improve the outcomes of people who receive repeated transfusions. And given that the demographics of the United States are shifting, we really need more ethnically and racially diverse donors. Linda, can you talk a little bit about why this is important?
Sure. One of the things that's critical is for somebody who receives repeated transfusions, as you mentioned, their outcomes after a blood transfusion are improved if there's a better phenotype matching. And phenotype is a closer match. So, for example, in sickle cell, if there is a closer racial and ethnicity match to the blood, then the patient or that person will have better outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about fewer transfusion reactions, basically.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So they'll have fewer reactions after a transfusion if they've got that closer match.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned people who have African descent, but what are some of the other groups that may have specific blood types or, you know, are more apt to have one type than another?
So it varies widely. Mm-hmm. There are many, many more blood types than I think people realize. And for a single transfusion, that might not be as important. But for chronic transfusions, so say in cancer treatments, mm-hmm. or in other areas, or even in trauma where people need multiple transfusions, it's important to have a closer match mm-hmm. than closer phenotype match so that they'll have fewer reactions.
And is the issue that there just aren't enough donors, or is it the issue of really getting people especially reaching into ethnic and specific populations and finding ways to engage them in donating blood?
That's a great question. I think it's both. It's estimated that about 38% of our population in the U.S. is eligible to donate blood, but only about 10% of that population do.
Oh, wow.
And then the donor population, blood donor population, doesn't match the blood recipient population. Mm-hmm. So as we increase with diversity in our population, we want to make sure that the right blood is available for the person who needs it. So increasing the number of diverse blood donors will help ensure that match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so nurses, of course, see patients, and as we well know, nurses are the largest healthcare profession. And also the healthcare professional who is usually the first healthcare professional that someone sees when they access the system. So given that, you know, what can nurses do, any nurses in their setting do to try and promote more diverse blood donors?
It's a good question again. I think nurses can increase the awareness of the need for diverse blood donors. It wasn't something that I was always aware of. I knew how important blood was, but mm-hmm. not necessarily how important it was to have diverse blood donors. I knew about sickle cell, but it goes beyond that. And mm-hmm. for people who have those chronic transfusions, nurses are trusted. They've got the skills to assess learning needs. And they can also explain temporary deferrals, such as receiving a tattoo in an unlicensed facility or having some types of cancer. Mm-hmm. Those are temporary deferrals. And if a nurse can explain and help people understand they need to make sure that their iron levels are sufficient, that can help decrease them being turned away and discouraged from returning to donate.
Do some people have misconceptions about the whole process, about what it really, I mean, because it's having donated blood, it's really fairly painless and fast procedure, but is that one of the issues that people don't understand the, you know, pretty much simpleness of the procedure?
Absolutely. I think it really helps to understand what to expect and to know how the process works, and nurses can help educate on it. It only takes about 8 to 10 minutes to donate whole blood, of course, longer, 1.5 to 2 hours to donate platelets, which right now we have a critical need for platelets. Mm-hmm. So educating them, and also I think people don't realize that there's a shelf life. So platelets, only about 5 days, and then for red blood cells have a shelf life of 42 days. So there's an ongoing need, and of course the blood has to be collected, tested, and available before there's an emergency. Mm. So we need to make sure that there's awareness that people donate. If there's a snowstorm or if there's an IT issue, this could result in a blood drive being canceled, and so that can impact the supply.
Mm. Now, traditionally, and I may be wrong, but I somehow recollect that summer is always a big time when blood is needed. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Just imagining that?
No, you're absolutely right. Summer, and also even during the winter months, sometimes because of weather, snowstorms, and the like, blood drives are canceled. Even IT glitches or technology glitches can be a problem. One thing that we do have with technology that can help is there's a blood app, and so people can upload an app on their phone so that they can find local blood drives, schedule appointments, and keep track of their blood donations.
Oh, my God, there's an app for everything.
Yes, there is.
So just thank you for your time, but in winding up, what's the one thing you'd like listeners and of this recording and the people who read the article, what's the one message you'd really like them to take away from this?
The one message is to donate if you can. If you can't donate, to encourage somebody else to. People as young as 17 or 16 with parental consent in some states can donate. And the nurses can help with other professionals to increase awareness so that we can make sure that everybody in our community has that life-saving blood when they need it.
Great. Thanks so much, Linda, for your time.
Thanks, Sean. It was a pleasure talking with you.